Okay. Father, we want to thank you so much, God, that moment by moment you are with us, and you are, your eyes are on us, and you are guiding us, and you are watching over us, and you have a plan for us, and you are fulfilling that plan for us. God, we thank you. We can't thank you enough, oh God. Father, as the years go by, Lord, things just get richer. Our relationship with you just gets richer and deeper. And we go so much higher in you, God. We thank you for all that you're doing. You're the faithful one, Father. Thank you so, 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 so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I think I'm going to speak on something that we don't like to hear too much about. But I believe I heard God's voice in my ear speaking about this to me. And it's about fasting. You know, sometimes when we hear the word fast, to fast, we like, oh, you know, the flesh doesn't like that. But when I was put, you know, aside, I went aside with the Lord and I said, Lord, you know, just give me a word. I don't want to, I always ask him and search for his leading. And when fasting came to me, I said, I don't know. I don't know about that. Was that really God? I said, and it's terrible sometimes how we don't trust enough. I said, God, if you really want me to speak about fasting, would you just, you know, make it known to me? Would you somehow confirm it to me? And I opened up my phone, and there was on the screen a study on fasting. I said, now I'm cornered. I have to speak about this, Lord. God is so good. He's so good. But fasting can also be so exciting. It really can. So much to fast for. The world around us and our world. There's so much to really put everything aside and fast. What is God calling us to do is the title. And, you know, we are in such tumultuous times, aren't we, in America and in the world? And I want to be so sharp. I want to hear God's voice so clearly in these times. And I want to, when I pray, I want to hit the bullseye, you know. I want my heart to be soft and ready for God. And what are we to do this time in history? What is God calling us to do? Very, very important, strategic, very times, things are just going a little crazy sometimes, but do you hear God saying, come closer to me, or cast your thoughts upon me, come up a little higher, come up a little higher. You know, we are called to be watchmen and called to pray for everything God shows us. A watchman, to be aware, to be awake, to be kind of set yourself in a higher place and you're looking down at the valley and what is around you, so to speak, about all that is happening. You know, you pray for one thing, you kind of get an answer, and it's ready to move on to something else because there's so much going on. Watchmen. It's a serious time. And God is calling us to be very aware of the times. And he has called us to this time in the earth, in the world, in our lives, for our families, for our friends, for the church, for ourselves. Pray. The word of God says pray without ceasing. And let's all pray about that and what does that truly mean to us. I believe it's time to pray and fast. Now that's a word nobody really cares for, right? God is calling us into a fast, and that comes really against our very being, comes against strongholds in our lives, and comes against probably a very weak part of us. Fasting isn't easy. So like I said, I was saying, Lord, I want to talk about fasting. There's so many things we could talk about. And then I turned on my phone, and here is that sweet woman giving a study on fasting. I didn't get into the study because I just felt God was telling me to speak about it. And so I want to hear what he was saying to me at the time. But here's a scripture in Psalm 34, 15. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears open to their cry. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. Just think about that. The eyes of God in heaven, his eyes are on the righteous. I would call his church the righteous, right? And he's attentive. His ears are open to their cry. I find that very soothing. What about you? What about you? Whether you're crying tears or you're just crying out to God, and to know that his eyes are on you and his ears are attentive to your cry. Psalm 34, 15. You know, I was thinking about the countries around Israel aligning up against Israel more and more. Sure seems like things are leading up maybe even to World War III. I'm not saying they are, but I'm hearing that. I'm hearing that in the background here and there, or reading, you know, where it's mentioned. You know, Europe is overcome with Muslims, and they are actually being voted into office. So I'm just giving you a little scenario, just giving you a little outline. The leftists around the world are having their way with the elections. So much lawlessness and civil unrest. Things really changed since 2020. And everything is happening so fast. Do you believe that? It's all like a woman in labor, like Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24. Like a woman, those birth pains are coming. The world is like in labor, the world itself. Anti-Americans and anti-Israel protesters are again burning the American flag. But let me tell you something. There is a remnant of people crying out for our one true Messiah, Jesus Christ, to come back. And really, this is the time. Let's pray for that. How many of us are praying for that, for the Lord to return? Some of us are. Some of us are saying, not now, Lord. Right? Human nature. The very best thing that could happen is the Lord's return. We don't even know. I don't even know. I don't know. How wonderful. You try to put little pieces together. You know, you try to think about it and get a picture. We can't even come close to the glory and to the love and to the plans that God has had for us since eternity began, since life began. Remnant of true believers are sitting at the edge of their seats, watching the buildup knowing that Jesus is at the door. The rapture can really happen at all times, anytime, I mean. Does anybody not know what the rapture is? Put your hand up if you do not know what the rapture is. We need to be spiritually ready, people. And we need the peace of God. Don't we need that? Peace of mind, peace in our hearts. Go to sleep in peace. Wake up with peace, feeling it. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, and he gives us peace through it all. When our minds go crazy, our minds start running all over the place, we lose it. But we put our mind back on God, and we put our minds on the scriptures and the promises. That's what settles us down. You know, I love thunderstorms. I love thunderstorms. And I remember reading about how in God's where his throne is, you know, and the angels worship him, and there's a peal of thunder. Whenever I think of that, I think about when I hear a thunderstorm and I hear thunder, I think about God's power. God's power. He could break all the biggest rocks open, you know. He's coming back with such power and such anointing. And when I think of thunderstorms and I hear the thunder, and sometimes it's the middle of the night and you wake up and you feel a little vibration because it's so strong, I yell, glory! Eugene, right? I'll say, glory! Because it's the glory of the Lord. And it's just showing off some of his power. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. When you hear a thunderstorm, shout out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. I remember the scriptures about Jesus sleeping during a storm, right? A horrendous storm. And he's sleeping at the bottom of the boat, fast asleep. So all of his guys around him went running. They were so scared. The waves were so high. The boat was rocking all over the place. And they go downstairs, and they see in the bottom of the boat, and they see their Savior asleep. That brings peace to me. Because really, we have nothing to worry about. Having peace, calm, and rest at such times is because we know the Holy Spirit. One of the reasons, because we know the Holy Spirit is with us. But I believe it is time to fast and pray. What are we called to do in such a time as this, where chaos is all around us, change is taking place, the world is changing, America is changing, so much going on even in our own private lives? I believe it is time to fast and pray. This is what moves the heart of God and really gets his attention. The first church were always fasting. I believe for answers, they believed for answers for their prayers, but they made this sacrifice and they fasted and prayed and fasted and prayed. They got together very often. Amen? I'm sure they broke bread together, but that was a lifestyle. Fasting was a lifestyle. And I would say that if we fasted any other time in our lives, great. But I would say this is the time. This is the time. And if you don't feel to fast, no one should put that on you. But I do believe that God is calling the church into fasting. Not just prayer, but fasting and prayer. How many have a child? How many parents here have a child that are caught up on addictions? Or a child in a wrong relationship? You can feel completely helpless. We always want to help our children. We always want to get them out of a jam. We always want to see them doing well. If we can fix things for them, we would fix, but we can't. But maybe even your prayers, it seems like, or it feels like, they're bouncing off the wall sometimes. This is a true story. The Bible speaks of prayer not being answered. There were true demonic powers that held this man's son down. The disciples asked Jesus about this, and Jesus told them it was because of their unbelief. They could not do anything because of their unbelief. What are we to do in this hour? What is God calling us to? We know that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, little faith that's called, nothing is impossible. But Jesus also said some powers and principalities are so strong they can only come out, he said, by prayer and fasting. What are we? The Church of Jesus Christ, called to do all that he's asking us to do in this hour. I believe these are the days God is calling us to prayer and fasting. I don't think many people like to fast. Like I said in the beginning, some of us don't even like that word. And I don't want, you know, Pastor Diane to talk about that today because But some do like fasting. And they live a life of fasting. And they have fallen in love with submitting their flesh to God and walking. And it doesn't have to be all the time. And it doesn't have to be that you're so hungry you're about to faint. But it's a lifestyle that has carried them, increase their faith, their power, their anointing. I mean, I know I read books about wonderful men and women of God who fasted all the time. And in those books were miracles, signs, and wonders. So some do fast because they want power in the spiritual realm. They want to see answers to prayers, and they want to see souls. They want to see deliverances, and they are serious about it. Fasting, along with our prayers, is the power we need. The power we need. As I said, some of our own loved ones are in chains. Can you think of anyone? Put your hand up if you can. Yeah. And I know that Jesus came to break the chains. I know that. I understand that. I understand that. But when we are praying for a certain individual, we want to meet God where he's at. We want to meet Jesus where he's at. We want to feel God. We want to get direction. We want to have the right sensitivity, say, for that person or situation. We want to hear clearly. We want to be led by God. The deeper things of the Spirit come by fasting. It's not easy for me. But I want to go after the more presence and the more power. You know, after a while, the flesh goes down and the spirit man rises. When we're sacrificing, you begin to sense victory before it happens when we're sacrificing. I love that word, victory. That's one of my favorite words. And you know what? I have found that when I'm praying for something that seems so impossible, and I'm fasting, I don't like the feeling because I'm fasting, but I do start to get excited because I feel my faith increasing when I'm fasting. I feel it, and I get to a place where I know my prayers are going to be answered. Now that's me, and I'm just sharing my testimony. It prepares you for a whole different, deeper anointing. Anybody want to raise your hand again? Are you in agreement with me? Are you? Okay. Because it's not easy to speak about fasting. But it brings an anointing and it cleanses your body. And I feel like I get a whole new wineskin for new wine when I fast. That inside of me, I feel excitement like something's bubbling up. When we master our flesh in this manner, you can gain an expectation and excitement of just waiting on God's move, knowing that he is going to move in a totally different way. Fasting brings us up higher. It brings us up higher. You know, like if I'm thinking about all the things that are going wrong, or people that are in pain, sickness, whatever, if I'm looking at the negative things, it works on me. And then I go to pray and I'm not praying in faith. You know what I'm saying? I'm praying in need, or I'm asking God, or I'm even begging God, or whatever. But I feel like when I fast and I go before the Lord, something is bursting inside of me. And I'm praying from the deepest part of me. I guess maybe that's the part that hurts because I'm hungry. But it's coming from the deepest, the well of my soul inside of me. And I'm praying. And I'm coming up higher. I'm not looking at the details anymore down here at this level, but I'm up high and looking down and feeling an advantage, feeling the energy of prayer. And I know that my faith is strengthened and increases when I fast. It brings us up higher, where we have a broader sense and view. You feel like you're climbing up a mountain all alone, all by yourself. And when you get to the top of that mountain, oh, the view is wonderful. Oh, the view. My eyes are not on that negative thing I'm praying about. I am seeing far and wide. And I'm seeing God listening to my prayers, to my cries. And I'm seeing past that obstacle, that negative thing that I'm praying for. The view is so much better. Let me tell you, you will see much clearer because your view is so much broader at the top. I mean, if you go down in the basement and look through your window, you don't see very much, do you? Or you go in your kitchen and look out, or you have a great big, tremendous window in your living room, you look out. But if you went on the roof of your house and looked out, you are seeing far and wide. Amen? And I feel that fasting brings us up there where we have another view, where we all of a sudden have other things to pray for, involving that thing that you're praying for. It's like the view widens and you see more and you know how to pray. And you can even, if you're praying for somebody, you could start feeling his or her, what they're going through. Is this making sense to anybody? It's because God is so good. Amen? Come up here. Come higher. And my prayers change. I get the bird's eye view of everything. And my prayers change. And you seem to have the strength of an eagle, soaring through the prayers as your faith is increasing. Fasting and prayer helps you go to the battle while trusting God to win the battle. Psalm 63:1, when David was in the wilderness of Judah, "O God," he said, "you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water." And then he said in Psalm 42:1-2, "As the deer pants for water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God." It's like he had an unquenchable thirst to be in the wilderness with God, seeking God, crying out to God, and his flesh was longing for him in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. It's like I just see that as when we have a need for prayer, and it's, you know, maybe it's for somebody you love so much, and you're feeling so much of their pain, and it feels like you're in a dry desert praying for that person, and your flesh is longing for water, for maybe for that person to get that drink and to get that victory, get that healing, whatever it is. Our lives are so filled with gratification, aren't they? Sacrifice is almost unheard of today, the word sacrifice. The word sacrifice. Fasting is an act of worship and self-denial which brings more spiritual power. A lot of things bring more spiritual power as we grow closer to the Lord. Maybe our lives are changing. Maybe we're giving up certain things that we don't think God is pleased with. All of those things bring more spiritual power. But when you're denying your flesh and you're fasting, I know I feel so much more power. So much more power. And, you know, a lot of us have been praying for so long for the same thing. Years. Decades. And there's no change. Think about it. I feel like when I do fast, and I'm not this person that fasts all the time, I don't want you to see me that way, but I want to fast more. I want to be that person. But when I do fast, I am very sensitive. I become very sensitive. I'm not a person that cries a lot or gets depressed, but I feel like, you know, I'm my heart, my soul is crying out to God. I feel it's so much more powerful. Fasting is an act of worship, self-denial, which brings more spiritual power. There should be an intense desire to go deeper with God. Amen, people? Amen. Let's not just say, okay, this is good. I want to go higher and deeper at the same time. It helps us to hear his voice It fine-tunes God's voice when we fast. It makes us more sensitive for the Holy Spirit. And when we deny our flesh, our spiritual senses take over more than our natural senses. Fasting is for those things that don't change, the things that you have possibly prayed for so long, and the devil has a hold on it. Break the hold. That's what breaks the hold of the enemy. Sacrifice. It's an act of worship. Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now, if we did a study on this portion of Scripture, Romans 12:1-2, we can come up with different things, but I see it also as we're presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. By the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice. You say, God, I want to fast because of this particular reason. Would you help me? I'm presenting and I'm calling on your mercy for this, Lord God. I want to see this thing tumble. I want to see it fall. Amen. When your stomach is empty, God sees your surrender. Fasting can remove fear. It abolishes pride. It can show us things we need to repent of, because there's a cleansing. There's a very deep cleansing in a sacrifice like that. It brings transformation. It's the deepest way to pick up your cross and follow him. It's deep. No one sees except the God who sees. So what do we do? Enter into a season, fasting on and off. Pray about it. Fasting gives us the upper hand against the devil. It takes us higher in the spirit to even see more of what is going on. We come up higher when we fast, and the eagle fights in the air. Eagles don't fight on the ground. They go up high in the air, and they fight. Eagles throw the snake in the air. They'll pick up a snake, and they'll go very high, and then throw it down. Oh, I'd love to do that. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Grab hold of that snake. Go up high, high places with God, and throw him down. That's what the eagle does. As we should in the spirit realm, and take authority in Jesus. Fasting strengthens and widens our authority, deepens our authority. Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. Those who hope in the Lord, they will mount up with wings as eagles. God, I'm fasting. You can hear my stomach, right? Those are prayers coming from my belly, right? You hear me? You're aware of what I'm doing? I can kneel down and I can feel you, and I can feel your eyes on me in a greater way. And I think that you're attentive to my cries, because I'm fasting, but I'm coming up higher to meet you where you're at, Lord. And I want to see through your eyes what's really going on down here and really how I should pray. Sensitize me and fine-tune me when I fast. The day is approaching. Be ready. Jesus is at the door. Look around you. Bible prophecy is unfolding. I believe we are the last generation Jesus speaks of in Matthew 24. Do you think so? Do you? You know, Lot's wife perished. She loved her life and had her own plans. Our King is coming. Church will be snatched away. Church age is coming to an end. The world is ready to receive the Antichrist in the meantime. He's going to show up. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Think of the times we're living in. What is going on? Enemy. Enemy's plans. You can see him in our schools, even some of our churches. I feel like no one is really helping Israel right now, including America, when she is surrounded on all four sides. The Word of God says that's when Jesus comes. Oh, you feel like we're close? We have to wake up and do our part. I don't want to put a heavy burden. I don't want to make anybody nervous and all that kind of stuff. But pray about this message. We're so close. Abide in Christ. I was reading how China plans to control America. Boy, all you're reading, if you go on the internet and you start reading things, there are things, so many things going on right now. What a time we're living in. There is a coming apostasy, right? Rejection of Christ by those who once believed and were a Christian. A great shaking is coming. Leaders are calling out false prophets by name. Have you seen that? Have you seen that on the internet? Where leaders are calling out false prophets by name, and these false prophets are prophesying day and night. What a time we're living in, and things are coming to the surface. We're seeing pastors stepping down. Very well-known pastors all of a sudden are leaving the pulpits. A lot going on, a lot. Now they're speaking about the new disease that's going to be striking us. The new one. How do they know before it's here? Are they prophetic? How do they know? Freemasons, witches, and other cult members are being charged to go into the churches. Right now, they're having meetings. Go into the churches. A while ago, there was a woman that came into this church. She was so friendly and she was so warm. And I walked in during a service. And I looked at her, and something twisted. I said, oh, no. That's not the first time that happened. Something twisted. And she was warming up to everybody. Big smile on her face. So we came to a prayer meeting. We used to pray on this wing here. We came into the prayer meeting, and she was in the circle. We had a big circle of chairs, and she was sitting there. So when I walked in, I looked at her, and she went like this to me, and I didn't respond. I just looked at her and sat down. And after a while, I opened my eyes and I looked at her, and she was doing this to me. While my eyes were closed, I looked up and I saw that. Now she knew that I knew. And she left the church. And I thank God for that. That only happened to me twice, where something twisted. I felt it twist. And it was another incident just like that. But I know they're going to start coming into the churches more. And they will be very warm people, very friendly people. Pray for discernment. How we need discernment, dear God. We come before you, Lord, and we pray, God, that the Spirit inside of us, Lord God, would connect with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit inside of us, Lord God, would let us know that we would be able to see, hear, sense, Lord God, that we would know. And Father, we ask your protection on your sheep these days, in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that any pastors, Lord God, that are not for the people and for you, God, would leave their churches, Lord God, and they would be replaced with shepherds, God. Oh, Father, cover your church and cover the innocent, Lord, in Jesus' name. We look to you, Father, and we thank you that we are here on the earth right now to do whatever you're calling us to do, but sharpen us, God, and fine-tune our ears to hear your voice, Lord, that we would know things and we would understand and we would be able to be so obedient to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Perilous times approaching. Fasting brings power that causes us to hear the voice of the Lord when there are so many enemy voices. Fasting brings us higher and gives us the strength and concentration in the middle of chaos. There's a peace that comes with fasting. There's an inner peace and an inner strength. The Lord tells us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Fasting and prayer keeps us filled. The Lord tells us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Fasting and prayer keeps us filled. Jesus said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and I will be with you to the end of the age." And that's it. Please stand with me. Father, thank you for the seeds, God, that you're throwing out to us, Lord. Your seeds that will take root inside of us, Lord God, and grow. We want to be holy. We want to have the abundant life. We want to have strength. We want to have discernment, Lord God. Not just to see, but to know what to do also. Father, we just love you so much. And all of us, oh God, individually, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for trusting us to be in this hour with your purposes. You are our Father, and you know how to give good gifts to your children. You desire to gift us with good, good gifts. You are a good Father. And Father, I pray, Lord God, sensitize us with gifts, Lord God, to know what to do, Lord, when we have that wisdom from you, Lord, what to do in those times, God. Father, keep us clean in Jesus' name. Give us discernment more than than all of our years put together. Father, give us such discernment in this hour. We want to do a work for you. We want to be about a work for you, God. We want to pray and we want to cast that devil down when we pray. We want to have eyes like an eagle, oh God. We want to soar up high over all the debris, all the depression, everything, oppression that's going on down here. We want to soar up so high, Lord, with you and be able to see what is going on, what is our purpose, and what you are calling us to do in this hour. Lord God, we want to be your workers on earth, Lord, carrying your spirit, bringing your spirit into dark places, God. Again, wisdom, discernment for prayer, Lord. And Father, give us strength to fast because we want to be sharp. We want to be sharp. Awake, alive, aware. So God, we pray, Father, that if you are calling us to fast, it could be on and off, whatever you show us, Lord God, that we would be sensitive to know that you are calling us and how to go about that. Because, Father, we ask you this question. In this hour, what are we to do? We are your son's church. What are we to do? What are we to accomplish? Not with a heavy burden, not with fear, but light flowing in heavenly places with you, walking in power and might, seeing the things that you're doing, experiencing miracles, raising the dead. This is the life you have for your church. This is it, God. And may we be selfish in a sense to want it all and go after it. Thank you, God. You are so good. We love you so much, oh God. Thank you for calling us into this end time season. And thank you that you have already provided us with every gift, everything that you want us to have. Now just help us to awaken and to walk in the power of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.